Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School podcast. Let's go back to my own solo cleaning business again. This episode is called People Are Paying Attention. Yes, they are. I promise you that. Let's keep this in mind that I'm going to put this episode in the same mindset of top of mind and get your name out there. My solo cleaning business grew this week with a new client. Yay! But first, I want to share about Tom and Andrew and how they each helped me. I wasn't afraid to ask for feedback. Tom graduated high school class of 1995, Methacton, in Fairview Village, Pennsylvania. Now you know where I went to school. Anyway, we graduated together. This year would be the 25th anniversary, but I'm sure it's not happening because of COVID. Whatever, I might not have gone anyway. But what's neat is that Tom and I were good friends in high school, but we really haven't talked in literally 25 years since graduating. I mean, yes, on the circumference, maybe a mention or two on Facebook, possibly a direct message. Hey, Tom, how you doing? A little joke here and there. But really, there hasn't been any communication with him since 12th grade. Last week, I got a private message from Tom out of nowhere. And here's what he said. Hey, Ken, I tagged you on a comment from Ryan. He went to MHS a few years younger than us. He's a realtor in our hometown area. He was looking for a cleaner for this area, which is close to our hometown. If that's in your sandbox, then feel free to comment to him as well. Good luck, man. And then he goes on to say, by the way, I listened to a few episodes of your podcast. I'm not a cleaner, but some of the business-related stuff I enjoyed. Keep up the good work. I was like, wow, I wrote a message back thanking him for referring me. I mean, this is really cool. He's referring me as a cleaner, and he checked out my podcast, even though he doesn't do that. He's in the insurance business. I had no idea that Tom was paying any attention to what I've been working on. And I was honored, to be honest. I always liked Tom. We had our jokes, we goofed off as seniors in high school. And he's done very well in life, and I really respect him. So this message was very encouraging. I did connect with Ryan after the introduction that Tom had made for me and friended him. We had some other things in common, some mutual friends. One of his friends that I was surprised to see was a guy named Jay, who was my college roommate at Penn State. So it is a small world. It truly is. 6 degrees of separation. So many times, it's like two. So thank you, Tom, because Ryan the realtor has added me to his preferred vendor list for cleaning. And sometime we'll get together, have some lunch, and I'll share with him my 5 levels of cleaning so he understands what I do, especially in the area of presentation cleaning for realtors. The second man that I would like to thank is Andrew. He has been following my cleaning email newsletters and typically replies to them with an encouraging word. Just like Tom, Andrew is paying attention. Now, who is Andrew? He is my insurance agent, Andrew Rumbold of R.A. Frazier. He takes care of all of our auto insurance. And we have a separate company for our general liability for business. But Andrew is also a fellow member of my BIB, my Believers in Business group. So I met him through there. People spoke highly of him as an agent, and he's been really amazing because he's an educator. He's not trying to sell you a certain policy or get you in for the highest premium. He truly evaluates your scenario and will push when he thinks you need more, and he will let you know when you don't need that. He really has your best interest. And I encourage every one of you, when you're looking for an insurance broker, not an agent, it's a difference, believe me. An agent sells only one product typically, and they're affiliated with someone like State Farm, Allstate, Geico, etc. A broker will sell from a broad range of product, and I just feel that they're less of a salespeople, and they're serving to help you find exactly what you need, and that's exactly what Andrew is, an educator. So back to the conversation. See, he has been sending back emails, encouraging me like, hey, great email. I really like this one. He shared some of my things on his Facebook page to all of his clients. I mean, he's been awesome. and I'm always thankful. Well, we met at the BIV meeting a few weeks ago, and I asked him for some feedback because I know he reads my newsletter. And I've been struggling with this. I send this newsletter out every single week, and it takes me time. It takes me a couple hours. It drains me. It just gets me off my game. And I've been wondering, could I drop this down to less frequent? Or do I have to keep it at the same weekly frequency it's at? And here's the feedback that Andrew gave me. He said this, "Ken, if you were a big company trying to grow big, I would keep it weekly to keep your name in front of people more. However, your articles are really good and every other week isn't as big of an ask for your subscribers to open and read them. A monthly email isn't enough. They would forget you." So this was really great advice. What Andrew is telling me here is that all the people that I'm sending these emails to, they're busy business owners or busy employees working for a business owner. And they don't want to get an email every single week, even if it's helpful cleaning tips. They just have too many other things going on. So if I was trying to really keep my name in front of them because I'm growing a big company, weekly would be good. If I really didn't want to send them that often, once a month, well, they might not remember me because, I haven't heard from Ken in a while. But every 2 weeks, he said, would be a good frequency. I took that advice from Andrew and I'm rolling with it. So as of here in August, I'm moving my cleaning newsletter from every week to every other week. So now I only do 2 a month instead of 4. So that's a huge time savings and it's not going to lose any momentum I was gaining because the newsletter has been a very effective tool. So I'm going to evaluate that. Obviously, if I'm getting less bites, less opens, not as effective, I'll ramp it back up to once a week. So that's how two people that I had no idea were really paying attention and just in the background sending me messages. They like the content I'm putting out and they let me know. Those are the people that are paying attention. See, there's the direct people that you know that are paying attention. They tell you about it. Now, Andrew is a little bit more in that camp. I know him. We see each other. He sends me emails. But Tom's in the other camp. I had no idea he was following me. He's not even in my industry. But here it is, an opportunity for him to refer me, a friend from high school. He knows what I do. He trusts me. And he also liked my podcast for the content. And he thought I would be a great person to recommend. So let's wrap up this episode with another win from my solo cleaning business. I'm really excited to announce this. The Skipack Animal Hospital just hired me for recurring monthly cleaning, adding another $5,000 per year in annual recurring revenue to our cleaning business. So this is so exciting, not because it's an animal hospital or because it's one single new client, but if you're listening to my show, you're hearing me announce new client after new client after new client. This year, I made a big, bold proclamation of a goal for the year. I wanted to get my solo cleaning business maxed out so I could start optimizing it in 2021. I wanted to generate $75,000 to $100,000 in profit, and I wanted to do that by the end of the year. I knew that I had business sale money from 2018 that was on a 2-year payment plan that was ending in the end of 2020. I wanted to replace that money and I wanted to have a foundational income through my solo cleaning business that was rock solid. But I also didn't want to work too much. And over time, I have decided to create a calendar that is favorable to the schedule that I want to work. And this is what I love about solo cleaning is that you can decide the schedule that you want. And I have chosen this as a schedule. I do not want to clean every single week. And hold on, let me explain that. I have 5 offices that I clean every Saturday. I would like to do a few more offices and have my Saturdays be my game day. 7 offices every Saturday is the next goal. But my houses, I take bi-weekly and monthly houses. I have a bi-monthly also. But what I do is I put all my bi-weekly houses every other week, obviously, but I don't schedule them on the alternate weeks. So here's how my schedule is going to be shaping up once it's filled. Week 1, I'll be cleaning houses 3 a day on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Week 2, I will be cleaning no houses. Therefore, on the first week, I'll be working a lot, cleaning houses Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 offices on Saturday. I'll be tired. Sunday would be church and family day, and I would still have a full 6 days off. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back to cleaning 7 offices on Saturday, and then I have Sunday, Monday off. I go work houses Tuesday, off on Wednesday, clean houses Thursday, Friday, and then offices Saturday, and then another week off. So alternate weeks, I have a full week off in between. And that's what I wanted for body recovery and for me to work on this podcast and for me to work on the elite membership and the groups of cleaning owners that I'm helping and to be with my family more. So this is the path that I have chosen. I have designed my future through the calendar first, and I block it out on a piece of paper, and now I have goals to reach that. And so in the beginning of the year, I set the goal that I wanted to have that much income, and I knew roughly how many clients it was going to be. And I said, here's what I'll do. I'll set a SMART goal for every 60 days to add $10,000 of new recurring revenue, knowing that a typical house is worth between $3,000 and $5,000 biweekly, typical office between $3,000 and $10,000, depending on the size of it. So when I add a new house, that could be $4,000 or $5,000, and my goal was $10,000 for the end of February. I hit that. I added 3 houses in January and February. And then I get to the end of April, and I got 1 new house, and I got an upgrade on a current office I had, which was a big upgrade, and that hit my second through COVID of another $10,000. And then the end of June, I had another SMART goal to add $10,000. I doubled it, added 2 offices and 2 houses, I believe, and we had $20,000 in new revenue. But I had lost $10,000 along the way because of COVID, so I was essentially up 30 for the year, $30,000 in new revenue. And then here's August coming around, and with the client that I just said that I got with the vet, this now hits the first goal that I had set above the 10,000 mark. I took a bold step in increasing my goal from 10,000 to 15,000, and this new vet hospital, this new client, got me to 15,000 to close out the month of August 2020. So now we're up $45,000 in revenue for the year. And now the goal is to hit 15,000 more for the end of October and 15,000 more for the end of the year in December. That would be up another 30 from where I'm at. And that would give me a total increase in revenue of $75,000 from beginning of the year 2020 to end of the year. And the profit on that, me around 100 plus in revenue and around 85 to 90,000 in profit. So this would be a phenomenal cleaning business, a solo cleaning business to wrap up 2020. I would have built the foundation, initialized and stabilized with an incredible schedule every other week, with 1 week being hard, the opposite week being easy, but it provides the income for our family. I mean, close to $100,000 on that schedule. It's really amazing. I couldn't be blessed more. I'm so thankful. And then that puts me in a position where I can go heavy into the optimizing phase in 2021 and take this business that you have watched me grow from episode 1 to now and optimize it. So the same schedule that I just told you about, I can work less and make the same, or I can optimize it and I can add a few more clients, make more and work the same. So either way is a win. So that's the strategy that I have, and I hope that it motivates you, and I hope that you'll take my challenge, go back to the first episode, and especially I want you to start where I am building my new cleaning business network. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to those, because you will see the forming up of all of these new clients. How did I grow $75,000 in revenue in 2020 through the midst of COVID? It was through SMART goals, and it was obviously through prayer. You know, I'm a Christian, and so faith is very important to me. And so I've always gone by this type of mantra: work like it's up to me, but pray like it's up to God. So that is something that is a huge superpower for me. It helps. If you don't relate to that, that's okay. It's my podcast. And I want to share who I am. And that is me. I am a person of faith. And right there, that is woven into the fabric of who I am. And if you are as well, then you'll probably relate to this. I'll throw this out too. If you are a person of faith, make sure you're tithing, make sure you're giving, make sure you're serving. Remember, God will not be mocked. Every seed that you sow, he will honor. It will grow back. You will reap what you have sown. So continue to sow great things. Be a giver and honor God with your business. So I haven't really gone too much into any spiritual things, but I'm just having a moment right now, and I just wanted to share that. So that's going to connect with some. It'll fall flat on others, but I'll get back on the message here to wrap up this podcast. Here's what I do. I just put my name out there. I just do things that are uncomfortable over and over and over again. Taking on new clients is hard, but it gets easier as you get the practice. Put in the reps. Talking to people on the phone is harder than sending them a typed message through Facebook, but it gets more value than a typed message on Facebook. You connect with people, you take steps that are harder, that builds personal relationship and trust, and it all works together just like that pond and the ripples. You just keep building ripples, and you have no idea who is paying attention, but I promise you, people are paying attention, so don't stop doing the daily planting of the seeds. It will come back. I promise you, it will come back.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.